Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Well, 2019 is in full swing with new governmental proposals at the federal, state, and local level. New leadership comes into office, and with the wind at their backs, they attempt to enact legislation that accommodates the people they serve, or at least a portion of those they serve. I read recently that two of the most populous states, California and New York, have similar ideas for such change. Both of these states represent a vast cross-section of individuals, with a majority being very liberal, with the philosophy of funding as many social programs as possible, despite the cost to the taxpayer. In this instance, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has proposed a mandate that would make health care available to everyone who lives in the city, regardless of their immigration status. The mandate would provide free health care for 600,000 uninsured residents, as well as an additional 300,000 undocumented immigrants. This would add an additional $100 million to the budget of New York City, which would increase the tax burden for the working middle class in the city. Funding for such endeavors has to come from somewhere, so raising of taxes makes it the best alternative to pay for the increase. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom will be proposing legislation to provide Medi-Cal to a larger number of undocumented immigrants. Presently, undocumented immigrants up to the age of 19 receive Medi-Cal at taxpayers' expense. Under the new proposal, Governor Newsom is proposing to increase the age limit to 26, an additional 7 years of taxpayer-funded health care. We're talking about state-funded Medi-Cal for the undocumented immigrants, which will require funding for the program coming predominantly from the middle-class taxpayer. It is estimated that by increasing the age of eligibility for undocumented immigrants to 26, that it would cost California $260 million per year to fund. This funding has to come from somewhere. It appears as though California and the city of New York intend to make sure those who illegally enter the country are assured every right and freedom afforded by United States citizens. Many come to the country through the legal process by seeking citizenship through legal means. They are proud to become citizens of the United States and are willing to take the necessary steps to do so. There was a perfect example of this the day after Christmas. A young police officer in Newman, California, was tragically murdered by an undocumented immigrant who had been in the country for some time. The officer was born in Fiji and immigrated to the United States, where he became a naturalized citizen. He went through the process. The circumstances in this instance is ironic, and it should awaken everyone to the issues regarding illegal immigration and the need for Congress to finally act on an issue that has been festering for some time. There is something to be said for citizenship and taking care of those who have gone about it in a lawful way, as outlined in the Constitution. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.